ACCA Podcasts, Building Contacts. In this podcast, we take a look at the importance of contacts and the best ways to make and maintain them. In recent years, the rise of social media has seen an increasing amount of business networking taking place over the internet. Sites such as LinkedIn have become popular within the professional community, offering a serious, credible platform for online conversation, discussion and debate. Twitter is also used by many professionals for real-time updates, allowing them to exchange thoughts with their contacts and report back on the latest movements and developments. It also allows individuals to follow companies, news agencies or other influencers to stay current on the latest business trends and developments. But while online networking has value, there is still much to be said for the traditional offline equivalent, which can be conducted independently or through business groups and industry organizations across all locations. Arranging meetings and workshops, attending seminars and conventions, running conferences and ceremonies, these are all excellent ways of meeting other industry professionals who can help you acquire knowledge, insight, and understanding. Best events. So what are the best events for finding contacts? Phil Sheridan, Senior Managing Director at Robert Half UK, says, "The most common places that people expect to find new contacts are workshops while attending seminars and conventions or industry-specific conferences and ceremonies. These are all excellent ways of meeting other professionals within your industry. However, business events are not your only opportunities. You should be open to new contacts wherever you are, whether it be on the plane, while picking up your morning coffee, or even at a party. You never know who you are going to meet, and you can never be sure when or where it will happen. The best advice is just to be open to the idea that it can," he says. Importance of contacts. Irrespective of where you are in your career, having a strong network of contacts cannot be underestimated. The contacts you develop provide you with opportunities to share experiences and ideas with peers, but they also enable you to establish contacts with potential clients, partners, and future employers. Whether you communicate with your contacts online, on the telephone, via email, or in person, this represents a great way to learn more about the industry you're working in, the business environment, and also yourself. Networking can open your eyes to opportunities you may not have been aware of, or necessarily had the confidence to consider. It is also crucial to maintain contacts once you have them in place. Sheridan adds, "Business social networking sites such as LinkedIn, and to some extent Twitter, have quickly become the go-to tools for keeping in touch with your contact network, although this does require that you go beyond just simply having a profile. With LinkedIn, you can stay engaged with your network by posting an occasional book review, contributing to a conversation on a hot topic and commenting on others' updates. In the process of staying in contact with your connections, you'll build your professional visibility and show yourself as an expert in finance and your industry. And don't forget, when you see that someone in your network has a promotion or changed jobs, take a minute to send a congratulatory note. Taking the time to acknowledge someone else's achievement will be remembered." Do's and don'ts. Don't have a hidden agenda. Be upfront if you want to develop a relationship with a contact for a particular reason. Don't be overly aggressive. While it is important to communicate regularly with people in your network, avoid becoming a disruption, particularly with a new connection. Do write down pertinent information. After meeting a new contact, jot down a few notes about your conversation on the back of the person's card to jog your memory later. Do show your appreciation. When a contact assists you, either in your job search or in making a connection with a new client, always let them know that you value their help. Don't give up. Even if those you meet aren't able to help you, maintaining your network and a positive attitude will ultimately lead to new opportunities.